Okay, good job.
What do you mean?
Here you go. Put your head in. Okay, I gotta start. Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing along in the halachos of opening various types of bottles and food packages. So let's talk about now the bottle, what they call, like, say, a beer bottle, a bottle with a simple metal cap that you need a bottle opener to flip off. They used to have them on soda bottles once upon a time. That's when soda bottles were glass bottles, Pepsi bottles, whatever it is. And now I think they're primarily found on bottles of beer. Anyway, those are mutter to remove on Shabbos. You can take a can opener and bend it up and take it off. That is permissible to do. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And certainly one is allowed to remove a cork from a bottle, a wine bottle that has a cork in it. You're allowed to use a corkscrew and pull out the cork, remove the cork. Now, the thing is with the wine bottles that come corked, usually, or I don't know, maybe always, there's, when you buy it, there's something around it. There's a plastic that's welded to the top of the bottle and keeping it covered and whatever it may be. So it's okay on Shabbos. I'm thinking now it could be the bottles with corks is not such an issue. But we'll get back to that in a second. The bottles with corks, and I'm thinking now, at least the ones that we sometimes use, the Moscato ones, they you don't have to take off any plastic. The only thing is there's a little piece on top, meaning the cork isn't exposed. It's covered with some plastic. And very now, really, you could just, if you're opening during the week, you just take the corkscrew and then, you know, push it, penetrate it straight through. But on Shabbos, the problem with that is that that usually has a lot of lettering on it. And so you'd be destroying the letters, which is something that we don't do on Shabbos when at all possible. So the best thing would be, before Shabbos or whatever, the best thing would be to cut off that little thing, even if you don't want to remove the cork before Shabbos, because it's hard to keep the bottle closed then properly, whatever it is, but at least just to cut off the little tab on top, the little piece of plastic, which has words in it, so that you won't have to break that in opening the bottle. Now, other types of bottles, let's say Kedem wine bottles, which don't are not corked, they're not closed with a cork, the Kedem, Rashi, whatever, they have a regular screw-off cap and not a twist cap. It doesn't have any ring to it. No problem with taking off that cap. The only question is, what about the plastic that's on top of it? They do come usually with plastic on top of the cap, you know, covering the good part of the neck of the bottle, and that has to be removed in order to get to the cap. So it is mutter to rip that and remove that on Shabbos. There is a famous Tosefta. Tosefta is a form of a brisa, which means statements of the Tanoim. It's a famous Tosefta, famous for people that in the world of learning. It's quoted by many of the poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah. And the Tosefta says, I'll share the basic language, Korea Adam Ar Shal Piachavis Shabbos. One is allowed to rip off the Ar. The R refers to some sort of leather covering. And they didn't have plastic then, even if they had plastic, I guess they weren't putting plastic around a barrel of wine, but they would cover it. They would keep it sealed with a some sort of leather or some piece of hide that would be stuck to the barrel. So the Brisa says that the Tosefta says you're allowed to rip that off. There are many different pshatim in the Mefarshim White's mutter. Technically, there is an isser, there is a machal called korea, which means ripping. One is not allowed to rip things on Shabbos for a constructive purpose. If you have a piece of paper, half a piece of paper, you're not allowed to, you want to use a bookmark or something, you're not allowed to rip off a piece of paper to use that piece as a bookmark on Shabbos. And same thing, ripping applies to leather as well, to art, to the hide material. Doesn't apply to all materials. I think we mentioned in the past, like very hard materials aren't subject to the malacha of korea, but art is. You're not allowed to ripping hide. Sewing hide is called tofer. Is called the malacha of sewing, and the opposite malacha of sewing is korea, ripping out two things that are sewn together, or just, you know, ripping something in half, and that does apply to R. So why are you allowed to rip the R off the chavis? Why isn't that karev? So there are a lot of different, there's major discussion about this in the later poskim to understand it, but this, one of the most simple pshatim, it seems, that as long as it's a destructive type of ripping, meaning the thing that you're ripping itself, you're destroying. You're not ripping it in any nice fashion that now I can reuse it or do anything with it. I'm just ripping it off, excuse me, and I'm doing it to get at the contents, just to get at what's contained. And that's what the Bryce is telling us, that if all you're trying to do is to get at something which is sealed behind this or doesn't have to be R. It could be plastic or paper, whatever it is, because as I said, R is subject to ripping normally, and yet it's motor here. So then the same thing would be true about paper or plastic or anything else, which is normally subject to an Isser Korea. But to rip it off in a destructive fashion just to get at the contents is mutter. Now, certainly when the contents are food, as in the case of the Brisa, and a case we're discussing also, but it, most poskim apply it more broadly to things, non-food items as well, as long as it's Tzarech Shabbos. But let's, okay, first let's stick with the food. We'll come back a different time in Shem to ripping other things to get at the contents, you know, maybe clothing or other things. But so to rip the plastic from around the wine bottle is okay, just a destructive ripping. You're not making a keli out of anything. The bottle itself is already a fully formed keli. You're not making a keli out of the ore, nothing. So that's okay to do. You're allowed to rip off that plastic. Now, very often there's words on that as well. So, but this, usually you're able to work around them and just, you know, cut it somewhere and slit it somewhere and get it off without breaking the words. You definitely want to do that. Look, if you open it before Shabbos, you save yourself the tircha of working, playing between the words or between the letters, whatever it is. But as long as you do that, you could even open it on Shabbos. So, okay, so that applies to those types of bottles or to any other packages of that sort. Now, let's talk a little bit about, let's say you have a snack bag, a potato chip bag or something, which you're going to serve, you want to serve the potato chips in and use them up right now. So then it's for sure okay as well to just cut it destructively, meaning to open the bag where it was sealed shut is a little bit more questionable, because that it was sealed shut on the top, opening that also is a form of korea, and it's not necessarily destructive, because if you open it there, you're opening it in a way that's measured and could leave you behind with a usable bag. Now, it's not clear at all that that's us, though. To be perfectly honest, Pasha says that still would be mutter, because we're dealing with a bag that is so flimsy and not meant, you know, not meant for usable. Certainly, talking so far about the one-time users, you know, the small ones, small bags. So you're just ripping it open, really, to get to the food. But it's a better practice to rip it somewhere else, slit it down the side. Somewhere, avoid words. Yes, you have to avoid words, but slit it down the side somewhere where that ripping is altogether not a. It's definitely not a construct ripping. It's definitely not creating anything or making a. You're not ripping. You're not doing the malach of korea, because you're not ripping in a, in a proper or a neat fashion. Basically, you're following this brisa. It's very similar to the brisa. You're just being korea the bag, and just to get at its contents. So things like that is mutter to do. Things those types of packages or stuff like that. We also mentioned in the past that things that are sealed with like a yogurt or a lemon, which might be sealed with a plastic thing which is stuck onto the a piece of foil cover, which is stuck onto the plastic container of the lemon. So that is also mutter to do. That's not called korea altogether, because the soft aluminum stuck onto a hard surface is not called korea. Korea applies to like two soft things, or ripping a soft thing in half or into pieces. So things like that is okay to do, to pull off tabs of that nature. Sometimes, let's say, you'll open a mayonnaise jar, assuming there's no ring to break. It's just you twist off the cover, nothing. You just twist right off without breaking anything, and then you have to pick up the thing underneath it. So during the week, you might just sometimes it's a little hard to grab it from the ends and pick it up. So during the week, you might just cut right through it. But on Shabbos, you very often, it very likely has words all over it, and you don't want to break the words. If it doesn't, you could do that as well. You could just break right through it and get to the food, or you could pull it off. Okay, so as Hashem will pick up, we have to talk a little bit about the larger bags which you might want to use and reuse, and there's still many other examples of packages, food packages, and other type of packages which Bez Hashem hopefully will be able to discuss in the upcoming days. Take care. Have a wonderful night. Kol tov. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everyone.